After the Florida Supreme Court ordered a new trial for a man charged with sexually abusing his 16-year-old stepdaughter for years, state lawmakers decided to step in. The case was thrown out because the girl taped an incriminating conversation without her stepfather's consent. In Miami, Republican Representative Carlos Trujillo, the bill's main sponsor, says it's the legislature's job to fix that.
It will now be lawful for a person to intercept and record an oral communication if the person is a party to the communication and has reasonable grounds to believe that the recording will capture a statement by another party to the communication that the other party intends to commit, is committing, or has committed an unlawful physical act of force or violence against a person.
Coral Springs Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz applauded the move. He filed the original proposal, but his version only applied to victims under the age of 17.
This is very similar to the bill that I filed, but this actually does a much better job. The bill I had filed was a little narrower. This expands it. So I really want to thank the chairman and the attorney general's office, really working on that language, trying to figure out, you know, what is the best way to move forward. This now matches the language in the Senate.
In addition to Attorney General Pam Bondi, the measure has the backing of Lauren Book, a sexual abuse survivor and victims advocate who has helped pass similar bills in Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.